Uyraysa.
Today's Amud is Sukkah Chaf Amud Aleph. We're holding on Chaf Amud Aleph in the middle of the Amud by the words Tan Rabbanan. The last word on the line is Machtzelas. So says the Gemara, Tan Rabbanan, we learned in the Braisa, Machtzelas shel Shifa v'shel Gemi. If you have a Machtzelas, a mat made out of these different materials, Shifa or Gemi, different types of grasses, so whether or not you could use it for schach depends on the size of the mat. If it's gedayla, if it's very large, so the large version of these mats were generally not very comfortable. Mamela, they weren't used as beds. They're not mekabel tumas medras. And mamela misachin, but you could use it as schach, being that it's not mekabel tumah. So you could use it as schach. The large ones you could use as schach. However, ketano, if it's a small mat of shifa or gemi, so small mats were comfortable, and therefore they were used as beds. Since they're used as beds, they're makabel tumas medras. If azav, azava, nida, if they lie down or sit on the mat, it's makabel tumah. Being that's makabel tumah, so ein misakhin ba, you cannot use it as schach. So these materials, it depends on the size. The large ones, you could use as schach, because they're not makabel tumah. And the small ones, you cannot use as schach, because they are makabel tumah. Shaukanim v'shaukhilas, if it's made of these different materials, reeds or chilas, a different material, so then it doesn't depend on the size, rather it depends on how it's put together. Gedula, if it's braided, so then misakchim ba, so then you could use it as schach. If they're braided together, so they're not very comfortable, and therefore people wouldn't use it as a bed, and therefore it's not mekabel tumah, and you could use it as schach. However, aruga, if it's woven together, so then ein misakchim ba, then you cannot use it as schach, because then it is comfortable, people will use it as a bed, and therefore it's mekabel tumah and pasul for schach. Rabbi Shmuel b'Rabbi Yosi Omer Misham Aviv, Rabbi Shmuel b'Rabbi Yosi said in the name of his father, which is Rabbi Yosi, he said in the name of his father Rabbi Yosi, that achazu v'achazu misakchim ba, that no, it doesn't matter if it's braided or woven, either way you could use it as schach. So obviously it doesn't matter on the size. This never made a difference regarding the size. It just mattered if it was braided or woven. And Rabbi Yosi held that no, it doesn't matter whether it's braided or woven. You could use it as schach. It's not used as a bed. It's not mekabel tumah. V'chein hayu Rabbi Daisa Omer kedvarav. So this is the key line. That Rabbi Daisa also said like this. Rabbi Daisa also said regarding these mats of kanim that if there, it doesn't matter if it's braided, doesn't matter if it's woven, they're not used as a bed, they're not mekabel tumah, and you could use it as schach. So that's Rabbi Daisa's shita, is that these mats are not mekabel tumah no matter what. Doesn't matter the size, doesn't matter how it's made, it's not mekabel tumah, and memela, you could use it as schach. So the Gemara now is going to bring a Mishnah, which also brings a different memory from Rabbi Daisa. We're going to explain the Mishnah, and then based on our explanation of the Mishnah, we're going to ask a kasha on this line that we just said from Rabbi Daisa, that reed mats are not mekabel tumah. So we're only going to get really to the kasha in the following share, but we'll begin. So says the Mishnah, Tanan Hasam, we learned in the Mishnah, the Mishnah Maseches Idias, it says that kol ha-chaitzalais, so this is not the word machzeles, it's a similar word, chaitzalais, we'll see soon what it means, what it's referring to, but all chaitzalais are mitamin tamei meis. It's a kli, and it's mekabel tumah, it's mekabel ol tumah, it's even mekabel tumas meis. How different Rabbi Daisa? That's Rabbi Daisa Shita, that these chaitzalis, which again we'll see soon what that is, that these chaitzalis are mekabel tumas meis. The chachamim aimer midras. The chachamim say that it's mekabel tumas medras, that's mekdef azav, azav or anida, if they sit on it, if they lie down on it. So, it's mekabel tumah. Frak the Gemara, it's mashma midras in. Tmei meis loy. You mean to tell me that's only mekabel tumas medras, but according to the chachamim, it's not mekabel tumas meis. V'anan tanan, but we learned in the Mishnah that kol ha-metame medras metame tmei meis. That anything that's mekabel tumas medras, so that means it's a kli, so it's mekabel tumas meis. So as a cloud, you could have things that are mekabel tumas meis, but being that it's not designated for lying down on, so it's not mekabel tumas medras. Because medras is only for something which is designated to be used as a chair or as a bed. But, so you could have things that are tamei meis, a cup,
It's Mekabel Tumas Meis, but it's not Mekabel Tumas Medrash. However, anything that's Mekabel Tumas Medrash, so then by definition it's a Kli, and it's Mekabel Tumas Meis. So how could the Rabbanan, how could the Chachamim say that it's Mekabel Medrash, and it's Kilo, it's Mashma, it's not Mekabel Tumas Meis? So says the Gemara in a Chanami, Ema Af Medrash. When the Chachamim said it's Metame Medrash, they meant to say that it's even Mekabel Tumas Medrash, as opposed to Rabbi Daisa, who said that it's only Mekabel Tumas Meis. So it's a machloikis if this Chaitzalois is Mekabel Tumas Medrus. Everybody holds it's Mekabel other Tumas, it's Mekabel Tumas Meis. The Mashail is it also Mekabel Tumas Medrus. Rabbi Daisa holds that it's not Mekabel Medrus, and the Chachamim say that it is Mekabel Tumas Medrus. So now says the Gemara, my Chaitzalois, what are these Chaitzalois that the Mishnah refers to? Amar Rav Avdimi Barhamduri Merzoivli. Oh, simple. Chaitzalos are Merzoivli. So we can stop right there. Now we know what Chaitzalos are. Says the Gemara, no, my Merzoivli. What's Merzoivli? It didn't help. You told us Chaitzalos is Merzoivli, but I don't know what Merzoivli is. Says the Gemara, I'll tell you a word, and now you'll all understand. Amar Rav Abba Mezable. Yes, now we all understand. We don't, so we have Rashi who helps us out. Rashi tells us, Mezabli refers to these leather bags that shepherds would use as bags. They would use them as bags, however, at times they would also use it to lie down on. So the way the Aruch HaNir explains is that it's a bag, it's a kli, it's not miyuchud for lying down on. However, the shepherds also used it for lying down on. So it wasn't made really, that's not its actual ikar function, but it also functioned as a pillow. So it also was used to lie down on. Rabbi Daisa holds that that's not called a kli that's miyuchud lemedrus, being that it's really a bag, and therefore it's not makabel tomas medrus. Whereas the Chachamim say that no, being that he would use it all the time to lie down on, so we could say that it's miyuchud lemedrus, and it is makabel tomas medrus. So that's all Rav Adimi Barhamduri. That's what he said, that Chaitzalos refers to these bags. Rav Shimon ben Lakish Aymer, however, Reish Lakish says, that no, Machzalos Mamish, that Chaitzalos means mats. It means Machzalos Mamish, it means literally mats, even though it's written slightly differently, it really refers to mats. Now, this that Reish Lakish said that it refers to mats, va'azir Reish Lakish letame. Reish Lakish is a shitasei. The Amai Reish Lakish, Hareini kaparas ebichi ubanav. Reish Lakish said, and before he said his memra, so he was about to bring a statement from Rabbi Chiya, so he introduces the statement by saying that I should be a kapara for Rabbi Chiya and his children, which Rashi explains means that any yisurin that Reish Lakish, he was saying about himself, that any yisurin that he gets in his life, it should work as a kapara for Rabbi Chiya and his children, which we'll have later in Maseches Kedushin. The Gemara says that a child is supposed to say such a thing about his parents when they're nifter. He says, Hareini kaparas mishkavoi. The place can discuss whether or not it actually works. And a person says such a thing, so now does it actually work? So now is Yisurin really are mechaper for that person? Is there such a thing as one person getting Yisurin and that being mechaper for someone else? So the Paiskim discuss whether or not such a line actually works. But Levi said that's what Reish Lakish said. So he introduced the statement by saying, I should be a kapara for Rabbi Chiya and his children. And now before we get to the statement, so the Gemara just explains that why is it that Reish Lakish had sa'ava for Rabbi Chiya Ubanov? Why is it that Rabbi Chiya Ubanov, he said this about Rabbi Chiya Ubanov, that his Yisurin should be a kapara for them? So says the Gemara, Shebetchila kishnishtak chotayr miyisrael, originally, Torah was forgotten, or started to be forgotten, from Klal Yisrael. And Allah, Ezra, mi Bavel, v'yista. And Ezra, he went up from Bavel, and he reestablished it. He gave Shiurim in Eretz Yisrael. People, some of the Yidden already were Eilil Eretz Yisrael after the first, by the rebuilding of the second Beis HaMikdash. Many Yidden stayed back in Bavel. And Torah started to be forgotten from the Bnei Eretz Yisrael. So Ezra Sefer went up from Bavel to Eretz Yisrael, and he gave lots of Shiurim, and he reestablished the Torah so it shouldn't be forgotten. Chazra v'nishtakcha, Ola Hillel HaBavli v'yista. Again, it started to be forgotten. We had the story in Maseches Pesachim, where certain halachos were forgotten from the Bnei Beseira, and Hillel HaBavli came up to Eretz Yisrael. He was there at the time. It was Karban Pesach related halachos, and he taught them the halachos. So again, it started to be forgotten, and Hillel HaBavli came up, and he reestablished it. Chazer v'nishtakcha, again, Torah started to be forgotten, and Alul Rabbi Chiya Ubanav Yizdua, and Rabbi Chiya Ubanav came, and they reestablished it, which is a long story. We'll get to Maseches Bava Metzia. Shia, the exact way how Rabbi Chiyu Banav reestablished Torah. But that's the story. So that's why Reish Lakish had a specific Ava for Rabbi Chiyu Banav, because he reestablished the Torah. Agav Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky and Emes Liakov, I believe it's on Sefer Ezra, so he explains that what's the Pshat? Why is it that Torah kept being forgotten? And we see more than that, we see it kept being forgotten from the Bnei Eretz Yisrael. So says Rabbi Yaakov that the main place of Torah after the Charban was always in Bavel. In Eretz Yisrael they had Mekoymes, they learned, but the main places were in Bavel. And the reason is because in Bavel they were on good terms with the surrounding Goyim. And therefore those who were learning were able to just continue learning and they didn't have to deal with anything else. However, the Gedolim in Eretz Yisrael, being that they had to always deal with the surrounding nations, so that they had to help out. They were dealing with Tzar Chetzivur, which Avada is a noble thing, but being that they had to deal with other things, they weren't able to just keep their minds on Torah and to just keep have peace of mind to just learn. So Mamela Torah kept being forgotten. The way to really learn Torah is to not deal with anything else, just to learn and not to have any distractions at all. But anyway, so that's why Reish Lakish gave this special term of endearment for Rabbi Chiyu Banav. Now, what is it that they said? V'chein am Rabbi Chiyu Banav, says Reish Lakish that the following is what Rabbi Chiyu Banav said, that lo nechluku Rabbi Daisa v'chachamim al machzalei shel Usha, that the machlekes between Rabbi Daisa and the chachamim about these chaitzalois were not about the mats of Usha. So again, you see that the machlekes was about mats, like Reish Lakish said. Reish Lakish is l'shitasoi that the machlekes is about mats. Now, he's just explaining. He said over from Yichiyu Banov that the Machlaikas was not about the mats of Usha. Shehein Temeis. Avada, everybody agrees that the mats in Usha, those were used as beds, and therefore they're Makabal Tuma, even Tumas Medris. Vishal Tveria Shein Tahiris. And everybody agrees that the mats that were used in Tveria, they were very uncomfortable, they were not used as beds, and they're not Makabal Tumas Medris. Aman Nechluku, where's the Machlaikas lie? Al Shar Mekoymes, the Machlaikas is about other mats. Mar Savar, Rabbi Daisa held that Kaven Deleka the Yotzev Alayu, since most people don't lie down on them, Kitaveria Damion, so therefore they're more similar to the mats of Tveria, that they're not Makabal Tumas Medris. Umar Savar, Kaven the Mikri Vyas Vialayu, Kedusha Damion, whereas the Chachamim said that no, since the Maisa people do lie down on it, so therefore, it's like the mats of Usha that they are Mekabel Tumah. So now we finish bringing the Mishnah, we finished the explanation, and we'll start in the following shir with the question on the sheet of Reb Daisa. And we'll just speak it out now that we're mamish holding in the sugya, that the kasha is going to be is that according to Reish Lakish, so the Mishnah, the machlokes between Rabbi Daisa and the Chachamim was about mats. It was about mats, and we see that Rabbi Daisa holds that it's Mekabel Tumas Meis. It's not Mekabel Tumas Medrash, but the mats are Mekabel Tumas Meis. So how is it that we had before that V'chein Hayy Rabbi Daisa Omer Kedvarav, that Rabbi Daisa allows a person to use mats as schach if one of the conditions for something to be kasha for schach is that it has to be that it's not Mekabel Tumah? So from the previous memra, it sounded like Rabbi Daisa holds that mats are not Mekabel Tumah, and that's why you could use it as schach. But here we have Rabbi Daisa saying that the mats are Mekabel Tumas Meis, so that's what we'll deal with in the following shir, Bezus Hashem.